Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Black Twitter. I'm Jeannie Lauren, and I tweet for people who stand in front of fans for 20 minutes when they get out the shower because it's just that hot. I mean, okay, I know it's the humidity that does it. Like, I could do a dry heat, but this humidity, and it rained. Like, what is this? Nothing's helping. Anyway, before I get into the show, I want to remind everybody to go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com and sign up for the newsletter so you can get all the awesome stuff that's going to be in the newsletter. I want to introduce a segment to the show called Tweet of the Day. Now, Tweet of the Day can be a funny tweet, it can be a really salient point, it could be some really, something really important, or it could be an unintentionally funny tweet. And in this case, it's an unintentionally funny tweet. So shout out to you, at Dreads McGee, for this one. At Dreads McGee tweeted, IDK, what ILK stands for, I read and type full words, and I never blamed women for it. Race can be done by man or, and then he ran out of space for the tweet, so that's where it ends. But when I tell you the first time I read that tweet, I slid out of my chair. Please believe me, there is no lie to be found. I'm so real. I slid out of my chair laughing at that tweet. How do you call yourself saying IDK what ILK is? I use real words. Like, first of all, he tried to be snarky with saying I don't know what ILK is, but that I use real words, sir. IDK isn't, like, what? IDK what ILK is. I use real words. Okay, that's our tweet of the day. I needed that laugh yesterday with all of the heavy conversation that was going on regarding Nate Parker, so thank you for that, at Dreads McGee. Speaking of, have you checked out the So Gone challenge? It's been amazing. Search hashtag So Gone Challenge, as in the So Gone song that Monica released back in, like, what, 2006 or something? So Gone Challenge. First of all, everybody's been killing it. Then, come to find out, Monica's own daughter is adorable. She killed it. And then the woman of the hour herself got on her own challenge in the studio with Missy, I might add. What's that about? Because I'm here for another Monica album. It can be 10 years from now. I'll always be here for another Monica album. So what's that about, Monica? Don't tease us. Let me know what the deal is, because I'll be front and center. But anyway, Monica went on her own So Gone challenge and killed it again. Like, Monica has bars. Five greatest rappers of all time. Monica, because she spit hot fire. Okay, like, who knew? Anyway, so check out the So Gone challenge, because it was definitely one of the highlights of my day yesterday, along with the tweet of the day. And with that, let's take a sip, shall we? Now, I know you might be thinking, Jeannie, how are you drinking tea and it's so hot? This tea is not even hot. This tea is so warm because I couldn't do it. I let this tea sit for a good hour. I had to let it cool off. It's just, there's no way I was gonna have this tea hot and drink it in this. No way. So I have something that I need to get off my chest, and I'm gonna take this opportunity to do it. This goes out to everyone who decides to hop on social media to defend racist things that white celebrities do. I'm not even gonna go as far as to say that the celebrities themselves are racist. I'm just going to say that what they did was racist, even though, you know what, they're probably racist. But the point is, they did something that was racist, and you decided to hop on Twitter and defend them for free. And now, let me just start by saying that I don't like stans to begin with. I have a problem with stans because I feel like you've never met this celebrity in your life. You're probably never gonna meet this celebrity in your life. You're probably gonna have to both die and go to heaven just to be in the same room with this celebrity. So the fact that you go so hard for somebody who is just never gonna happen for you bothers me. But whatever, okay? That's just general stanning that happens all the time, especially on Twitter. But then, on top of just general stanation, there seems to be this thing where when a white celebrity does something racist, people come out of the woodwork to search their name on Twitter to hop in people's mentions and say the most racist stuff. Like, you thought saying racist stuff to me was gonna prove that what that celebrity did was not racist? Carry the one. I don't see it. How does that add up? Like, it's bad enough when white people defend the racist things that white people do. That's expected. That's what's gonna happen. That's what white people do. A white person does something racist, other white people jump in and say, that's not racist. And that's how white people get to keep doing racist stuff. That's just how it works. But when black people defend something racist that a white person does, I'm just baffled. I'm like, you tied that cape around your neck, climbed to the top of that building, and jumped off to save them for free. That overpaid celebrity doesn't care about you, doesn't know a thing about you. Not that getting paid to do it would be a good thing, but at least you would, like, it would make sense. Okay, everybody has bills to pay. This is not the hustle I would choose, but I understand it. I'm not paying your bills, so you're doing what you gotta do. I don't have to like it, but I understand it. And you know, defending the racist things that white celebrities say and do is not really trolling. I wouldn't call it trolling. I feel like trolling is something different. It's not quite accurate to call it trolling, but it is definitely being wrong and strong and dumb in public. Like, your mama didn't raise you better than that. Okay, I just had to get that off my chest. Okay, have you ever had someone hop in your mentions to stand for a celebrity or defend some racist thing that a white person did? Hit me up in the comments, let me know. Also, if you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.